This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You go to buy something in this economy, you want to know what it's going to cost. That's just kind of the way it works. There's really not much haggling anymore. But when it comes to one of the biggest purchases a lot of families make, a college education, what that's going to cost is pretty opaque. We're not talking about the sticker price here, which can be eye-watering, yes. We are talking net price after scholarships and grants. According to the Government Accountability Office, more than 90% of American colleges either understate the net price in their financial aid letters to students, or they don't say what the net price is at all. This week, though, we learned more than 360 schools have committed to make those aid offers more transparent. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
Students and parents have a lot of numbers to crunch as they make decisions about college. So some of them turn for help to Jennifer Jesse. She's a college consultant in the Washington, D.C. area.
To see which school is going to put me in the best position to avoid debt. And then you want to make an educated decision. It's higher and it's worth more to me, or it's not worth more to me.
One kind of tool Jesse uses to figure that out are the financial aid offers students get every year. But she says they often don't provide enough information.
Some colleges will put the loans on the offers, some won't. And then some don't even have the net price at the bottom.
The new voluntary standards are supposed to help with that problem. Justin Drager is president of the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators, which is managing the initiative.
The school needs to pull together everything it knows at a single point in time and try to show to the student, this is how much college is going to cost.
The more than 360 schools who've signed onto the standards serve about 4 million students altogether. But there are thousands of schools in the country, and Bryce McKibben of the Hope Center for College, Community, and Justice at Temple says the voluntary standards still don't mean comparison shopping is going to be easy.
That doesn't mean the offer itself is going to look the same. Where the actual net prices could be in all sorts of different parts of the page and be hard for a student to tease out so that they actually understand what it is being asked of them to do in the coming year.
McKibben says he'd like to see legislation that requires standardization, not just voluntary guidelines. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.